Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I'm sorry to show up sounding like Rod Stewart. I've got a little bit of voice strain, and for that very reason, David Holland is joining me here in the studio. David, of course, is one of our experts on almost everything on the planet and one of the producers of this show. So, David, thanks for being here again.
Happy to be here to help you talk, and I just want to say you look fit. You look much better than you sound.
I guess we should probably assure the listeners that there's no pain involved. It's just a strain from yakking too much.
That's exactly right.
But hopefully yakking in a good cause. I'm loving this series, by the way. I love that Derek is just giving us line upon line about biblical prosperity. But the thing I like the most is that he's connecting the way we handle our money with the broader issue of the way we handle our lives. And I think most of us would prosper more if we understood that connection and handled the one as though it was indicative of the other.
That's exactly right. And today in particular, we're going to be challenged. Derek is going to confront us with the truth that the way we approach money reveals probably more than we'd like to admit about our attitude toward God.
Well, and one of the things I'm excited about with today's teaching is that I, as a guy who loves the original Greek language, the Koine language, the Hebrew, the Aramaic, he's going to help straighten out this word mammon, that it doesn't just mean what most people think it means. So anyway, Dave, great having you with us.
Thanks.
We'll be talking more during the program, but let's get right to the teaching right now as Derek Prince teaches us about God or mammon.
In my introductory talk yesterday, I explained, first of all, that God has a complete plan for your life, covering every area of your life. And that in our perception of God's plan, there are three successive phases. This is stated by Paul in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. First of all, we perceive God's plan as good. He never wants anything bad for any of his children. Second, we discover that it's pleasing or acceptable. The more clearly we perceive it, the more we desire it. And thirdly, as we move on in the perception and obedience of God's will, we discover it's perfect or complete. It covers every area of our lives, and that includes that very important area of finance. Then I pointed out that there are two essentials for finding God's plan for your life. First, surrender yourself without reservation to God for His service. Second, as a result of that, learn to think God's way. And I want to tell you right now that my teaching on God's plan for your money will not do its work in you unless you meet those two conditions. You surrender yourself without reservation to God for His service, and you learn to think God's way. You cultivate understanding God's priorities, God's standards. And then I said in the close of my message yesterday that God's plan for your life, including your finance, is summed up in one word, prosperity. 3 John, verse 2, Beloved, I pray or wish above everything, or in all respects, that you may prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. That one word, prosper, covers every area, your soul, your physical body, and your finance. And the will of God is the same in every area, prosperity or success. Today I'm going to share with you why your attitude to money is so important, because it actually reveals your attitude to God Himself. That's so important, I'm going to say it again. Your attitude to money actually reveals your attitude to God Himself. I want to quote to you the words of Jesus on this subject. In Matthew 6:24, No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. First of all, let's look for a moment at the meaning of the word mammon. One of the modern translations says, you cannot serve God and money. But that doesn't fully express it, because mammon is more than money. Mammon is an evil spiritual power that grips men and enslaves them through money. It's not money itself. It's the spiritual power that works in the world and in the lives of millions of people through their attitude to money. And that power is called mammon. Now Jesus says you cannot serve God and mammon. And he says either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will hold to one and despise the other. Now in each case, Jesus naturally puts God first, mammon second. So he says, first of all, either you will hate God and love mammon, or you will hold on to God and despise mammon. Isn't that a serious thought? That if you love mammon, you hate God. That's a very, very serious thought. On the other hand, if you hold on to God, if your life is committed to God, you will despise mammon. That's not despising money, but that's despising that satanic force that enslaves men and women through money. You will despise it. You will not let it dominate you. And you see, there is no neutrality. We must acknowledge in our lives the claim of one or the other. It's not a choice of whether we will serve. It's only a choice of whom we will serve, either God or mammon. And it's really a question of priorities. A little further on in the same sixth chapter of Matthew, Jesus says, "But seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." So Jesus doesn't say we have to be without the things, but he says we must not put the things first.
Okay, I have to tell you that when Derek said these words, I was startled. He said, "Your attitude toward money actually reveals your attitude towards God himself." Oh my goodness. If that's true, and we have no less authority than Derek Prince telling us that it is, then I got to tell you, in my life and in your life, there has to be a renovation of our attitude toward our money as part of our service to God. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad you're with us here. We are in a wonderful series by Derek Prince that's all about God, money, mammon, how we have to handle our money in such a way as to honor God and see it as indicative of our life before God. And Derek is about to say some things that are going to blow your mind. In fact, he's already done some things and said some things that have blown my mind. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us about God or mammon.
We have to put the kingdom of God and his righteousness first in our lives consistently. That's commitment to God and his kingdom and his purposes. And Jesus says, if we do that, if we do not run after mammon, if we do not make mammon our God, but if we serve the true God and the interests of his kingdom and seek after righteousness, then, he says, God will see to it that all the material and financial things we need are added to us. You see, it's so blessed to let God add. And such an awful strain and leads to so much frustration if you're pursuing money. Don't pursue money. That's what Jesus says, let money pursue you. If you follow the right course in your life, then the money will be added to you. You don't have to lie awake at night. You don't have to spend hours hatching plans to get rich. And I just want to say that by the grace of God, I've followed that principle for more than 40 years. And I can attest that God is faithful. Sometimes my faith has been tested. Sometimes I've had to deny myself things that the world esteems very highly. But as I look back, I can have to say God has been totally faithful. You see, this principle of putting God first runs all through the Bible. There's two beautiful verses in the third chapter of Proverbs which say the same thing. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. The barns and the vats are all your material needs. They will be abundantly supplied. They will overflow. When you do what? When you honor God with your wealth. How do you honor God with your wealth? By giving him the first fruits, the best, by setting aside the first portion for God. And I have to point out to you that with our money, we either honor or dishonor God. But there's no neutrality. Let me say lovingly, God doesn't want your tips. When you go to church and the offering plate comes around, don't drop a quarter in. That's insulting God. In fact, for most people today, to give a dollar is an insult to God. That's what you would give to the young man in the parking lot at the restaurant who valet parks your car. You'd slip a dollar in his hand. Don't treat God like that, because you're insulting him. You're dishonoring him. In line with what I've been saying, the scripture points out that putting money before God is idolatry. Colossians 3:5. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Notice what Paul says about covetousness. It's idolatry. When you are seeking money first, you're making money your God. And making money your God is rightly called idolatry. The Lord said to Israel, thou shalt have no other gods before me or beside me. But I think I would have to say that in our contemporary culture, far more people make money their God than the true God, and they are guilty of idolatry. Notice covetousness is put with a lot of other unpleasant things: fornication, uncleanness, and so on. Most churches wouldn't accept people who live in fornication, in sexual immorality. But frankly, our churches are full of people who are guilty of covetousness. They're idolaters. There's another scripture that I want to pass on to you in this connection. 1 Timothy 6:9-11. A warning against making money your God, against desiring to be rich. Those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Notice the end, destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It's not money which is evil. It's the love of money, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness or covetousness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Now, what's the remedy? What's the alternative? But you, O man of God, flee these things. These things is covetousness, the love of money, materialism. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. You see, there's no vacuum in our lives. If we are to be clear of the love of money, we have to pursue something else. Something else has to take its place. Paul says, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. And I want to say in closing something very important. It takes faith to break with the control of mammon in your life. At some point or other, you're going to have to do something to release yourself from that control of mammon.
You know, it just so happens that I have read about 3 books recently on investing and how to gain wealth. And all of them say what Derek said today. Don't pursue money. Let money pursue you. Now, Derek is saying this because it's what Jesus said, because it's part of biblical prosperity. But maybe some folks in our culture have just culled out a few of these principles from biblical truth and from real life practice. And maybe there's something here we need to hear. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through 2 helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these 2 powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I'm so glad you're with us today. Joining me in the studio is not only David Holland, who's with me often now to help my raspy voice and support me a little bit. Dave, great having you here.
Hi, Stephen. Thanks.
But also Zach Davis is with us today. He's a worship leader, one of the leaders at Church of the Harvest in Olive Branch, Mississippi. And he's just got some insight for us on this theme that Derek's teaching us. Zach, great to have you here.
Good to be here, Stephen.
You know, I think the Lord's given you some insight on this thing that Derek's teaching. Which is the whole idea of being giver and God as the original giver. Tell us how you're seeing that these days.
Well, absolutely. First of all, I really love this subject, and we all need to know about this because, well, God's a giver. One of the most popular verses that everybody knows in the Christian walk is John 3:16, and it starts out, "For God so loved the world that he gave." And that just exploded in my spirit about a month ago, and I just realized that, you know, the first thing that God did was send Christ in order to defeat the works of Satan. He gave. That's the first thing he did. And I've just been meditating on that and realizing, well, not only does God want us to give, he wants us to be like him even more. So it's not about what we receive. It's not about what we get back from God so much, even though that's part of it. It's number one that he wants us to be just like him, and he's a giver.
You know, Zach, it's the very human tendency when you have, maybe you're in a season of financial need or financial pressure, to be focused on that need or that pressure, which makes you very inwardly focused. But that's the exact opposite of really the approach you need to take in those moments of financial pressure, isn't it?
It is. And you know, today, so many preachers, and I really appreciate what they're doing, God does want us to be prosperous so that we can give. But I think sometimes it's so focused on the receiving side that we forget that we should just give whether we receive back or not. That God wants us to be just like him, like I said before. And in being like him, well, we tap into the abundant blessings that God has for us. And through that, we can actually fulfill the whole circle.
Well, and I think, too, there's an issue of what kind of blessing God wants to give us. I'm very moved in the book of Acts by Cornelius, being told by the angel that his gifts and offerings to the poor had come up before the Lord as a memorial offering. And what does God do in response? Does he make him a multimillionaire? Does he give him a jet? Does he give him a house? No. He gives him the Gentile Pentecost in his living room. And so the point is that when we, as you say, Zach, think in terms of the receiving, part of the problem is we are focused on the receiving. But the other part is that we often are trying to precondition in our minds how God has to give to us when he may have something much bigger in mind.
Well, I think what both of you have described here goes right to the essence of the point Derek has been making today about serving God or serving mammon. I suspect that we're living in a culture right now in the United States of America in the early years of the 21st century where it is the pull to serve mammon is probably stronger than in any culture in the history of the planet. I mean, that we're living in such a mammon-centered culture. Do you feel that pull from time to time, Zach? And how do you combat that pull?
Oh, well, when you were just describing that, I was sitting here thinking in my heart, God, forgive me. I know that I felt that pull. And so many of my prayers have been, God, you know, in your word, you say that if I give, I will receive, which is so true, but it's so focused on God, I need it now, 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 rather than waiting on his timing and for the seed to go in the ground and then reap a harvest in the long run. And now I just know in my heart right now, the best way to fight back against mammon is just to give of yourself freely and willingly and trusting that God will provide for you, but not so much in order to get some super spiritual heightened blessing that just dumps on you just all of a sudden. I think it's something we do over time, and God through time and through waiting on him will bless us in the long run.
It's really part of us being conformed to the image of Jesus. I mean, when we understand that, I think it'll make a big difference for us. We're not just giving a dollar so that we get 100 back, you know, and making God the big investment banker in the sky. We're actually trying to become like our Lord, who was a dramatic giver. And I think when we have that mentality, it becomes a lifestyle.
You know, that pull of mammon corrupts our thinking. It builds false assumptions into our thinking. It builds false habits of thinking into our lifestyles. And we have a special resource bundle today that we want to make available to everyone that will really help correct that thinking, help you renew your mind, help you move that mammon-oriented thinking out of your lifestyle. It's a bundle of two resources that we think will really powerfully affect you and help you where this is concerned. One is a book by Derek called God's Plan for Your Money, and an audio CD teaching called Christian Principles of Finance. Together, these two resources will really, really help you. We're making that available to you as our gift. It's really a thank you gift for your gift of $15 or more in support of the outreaches of Derek Prince Ministries. Your support helps us keep this program coming to you and your neighbors, and it helps us fulfill our commitments to international outreaches all over the world that are transforming people's lives. So if you can share a gift right now, what a blessing that would be, and we'll make that bundle available to you as our thank you for your gift of $15 or more.
You know, I also want to say that there are some folks listening for whom this whole idea is a complete mind shift.
Sure.
I mean, their head is spinning at the idea that God would do these things. The way they thought about money isn't right. They've had money and mammon confused. And so it really is important, if this teaching is just almost shockingly new, that they log on the website at derekprince.org and listen to these teachings over and over and over. Remember that I'm always saying that psychologists tell us we have to listen to a one-hour teaching seven times before we even hear every word.
And I don't mean to sound self-serving, because it's not the spirit at all, but sharing a gift with this ministry right now would be a great step toward breaking that mammon hole.
No,
being outwardly focused, like Zach was talking about, being giving and God-pleasing, as we've been talking about. What a great way to do that.
Zach, Dave, great to have you with me.
Our pleasure.
No problem.
Listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everybody at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To request the financial resource pack, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This special bundle includes two valuable resources, Derek's timeless book, God's Plan for Your Money, and his audio CD, Christian Principles of Finance, both available for your gift of $15 or more to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.